Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Grand Rising, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning on the Female Solution. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid. So stay with us. We'll be right back with our co-host and our guest, Lauren Humphrey, who's going to talk to us about how to love and forgive yourself. We'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us. You're listening to and watching The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, your Wednesday host, and we'll be joined with our co-host in just one moment.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solution Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Hallelujah. Greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister,
females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, places, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325 to share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Back, and I apologize for those who may have had the sound go out on our and we appreciate your patience always. Our listening audience is really on here, just so loyal. They hang with us when we have technical difficulties, and sometimes people text me and let me know, oh, the sound went out or something, but I certainly appreciate those who keep us on our toes and stay with us as we bring our daily messages on the Female Solution. Well, today we have a special guest with us, Lauren Humphrey, host of Humpology, giving us some Humpology tips for the day. And one of the things we've been talking about is the use of time. And are we properly planning and using time in a way that is productive for the goals that we've set for our lives? You know, a lot of times we are unrealistic about how long something should last. Sometimes we drag things on longer than they should be dragged on, and sometimes we don't take enough time for something. But I want to take a look at relationships. Because usually, you know, in your earlier part of in life, you're not as mature. And you might choose people for some of the wrong reasons because they reflect the lack of maturity of, say, in your teen years. You're looking for somebody who's smart. You're looking for somebody who's popular. You know, you're looking for somebody that might have a lot of material things. When you're younger and you don't have the maturity to really assess character. And so you might select somebody for that early relationship while you're in that stage of immaturity, but that's not really the one that's suited for you as you mature into other stages of growth. And you might hold on to that earlier relationship longer than you should, believing that this is something that you should make last forever. So I want to take a look at that. And, you know, Brother Kareem, as much as we talk about the importance of family and selecting someone who you can build with, sometimes the stages of growth that we're in when we have that first relationship, that is not the person with whom we should spend the rest of our time. But the society places so much stigma on ending a relationship with someone, particularly if you've gotten married, you've gotten children with them, you've started a life, but maybe there is an evolution that you have gone through, and this person who you selected earlier in life was not selected for the most mature reasons and is not really the best life partner for you to be with you for the rest of your time. So Lauren, I'm going to ask you, what are your thoughts really when it comes to?
I love how you said life partner, because I'm big on that word and low vocabulary.
Yes.
I like to say I have someone that I definitely don't mind trying forever with. Already, so
yeah, I think you have an echo, and I'm not sure if you have another window open or you might need to.
I don't know where it's at.
Let me see. Now, are you still on the switchboard?
There we go.
Okay, there we go.
Forever. I do have someone that I'm definitely interested in trying forever with. However, timing is timing, and I can't force it. I can't make it be the time when it's ready. So you just have to be, you have to be patient. And when you do put all that, how do I word it? Because it's nothing like wasted time, right?
Yeah, and that's the thought, because there's a difference between building a life with someone and using someone to build your own life.
Absolutely, and that you can't go in. When you go into it with those expectations, that's when things fall short. You go into it with love, but one love won't make it last any longer. People think it's money. People think it's what you do for someone. When all of that not falls short to what really holds you guys together, because love is going to make you do the things you do. Love is going to drive you to care the way you care. Love is going to provide, is what waters the relationship. They go hand in hand. It's like, what's a relationship without time and love?
Right.
Because if you don't have time to love, you won't have love at any time. So it's less like, so I definitely feel that when you get into relationships and you go into them with the wrong expectations and think that it's all about, how do I worry? You think that it's all about, because like you said, building, you can't build with someone.
And I think...
You don't want to build off someone, you want to build with someone.
Right.
So and you want to make sure that your partner has the same goals, same driven, same goals as you, same dream. What are they about? What are they on? Right. And sometimes people are ahead of others, but you never know how valuable, how much you can help just by hearing them out or what is it that we need to do. Taking the time to show them that you love them, you will do the things that will flourish you guys within time.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I think about when I think of how we vacation for someone's life. And when you perhaps have spent time with someone and you might even have invested money in them, you know, bought them things. And sometimes people feel like, I bought you, how dare you in this relationship. You know, I bought you expensive things. You know, how dare you leave me? I see that a lot. I see people become angry and violent even if someone leaves them after they have bought them something expensive. It's as if I paid for you to stay with me. How dare you leave? So, Kareem, I know a lot of times men are kind of conditioned, and women, but, you know, mostly men in terms of the idea of I've invested money in this person and she used me because she left me after I spent all of this money on her. Is that an incorrect way of looking at things? Do we need to change the way we view establishing relationships? Not so much as, you know, I spent time and money, therefore this should continue, or this person misused me by allowing me to spend all my time and money, and then they left me for someone else. You know, I mean, that's a deep hurt that people have when they feel like they've invested time and money in someone, and it's supposed to manifest in a lifelong commitment, and sometimes it doesn't. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. You know, the relationships are formed from inside out, from inside out. Now, I'm not going to act like that gold diggers are not a reality. I'm not going to act like that. That's not a reality. It is a reality. I have had, we all have heard the conversations concerning, well, girl, he's got this and he's got that, and he's well established and he's got this and he's got that, and based upon that, I'll marry him.
Mm-hmm.
Or even I'll. And sometimes it don't even reach marriage. I'm going to hook him. Now, these are realities. These are realities. But let me say one thing. Most men know it. They may ignore it. They may try to act like, oh, well, you know, for real, she's really into me. Yeah, but you presented all of your assets, all of your material assets to her to lure her in. You know what you are using to somewhat captivate her. And when that comes into a reality, now you're upset. Now you're upset. Why? Based upon the material that you supplied for her. But you knew, and I'm just, you know, this is the kind of conversation I'm glad that we're going to have with men. You knew.
Yeah.
That's why you showed her your bank account and all of this stuff. But the relationship is formed inside. It's an inside job. And no matter how long the relationship lasts, sometimes we grow at different pace and different levels.
Yeah.
It's possible to outgrow where you began at. Now, And yeah. we hope that that those relationships can be mended and they reach an amicable agreement. But if not, if they must separate, then now all of it wasn't bad. You enjoyed years of this person's life, male or female.
Right.
It wasn't all bad. And that's why you were y'all spent those years together. Treasure that. That's of great value. You enjoy and in a lot of cases we learn so much from each other. It's not a total waste. We can't buy people. We can't buy people, but the relationship starts from the inside out. The character of that person, their honesty, all of that. That's where the conversation must be had and the exploration must be had. But it is possible that we can. I'm not the same person now I was at 21, at 31, at 41. I'm not that same person. But allow people to grow. Do not hold them captive to the level that you encountered them in. The human being is designed to grow. Give them the freedom. And in a lot of cases, it doesn't call for separation. It doesn't. Respect where that person has evolved to.
Right.
And it's not something that is horrendous and intolerable. Then support that. So we all grow, but it's an inside job, and we need to get rid of these what they call sugar daddies. Yeah.
Well,
you know, I have to get rid of that type of thing. And sugar babies and sugar mamas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll stop right there. I hope I said something of value.
Absolutely. I mean, some people know. I mean, if you're 70 years old and you've got this 25-year-old girlfriend and you're spending money on her, you know that relationship is based on usually, and I won't generalize, but people know that they are buying time, buying love, buying whatever it is, because they knew if they didn't buy it, that person probably would not be attracted to them. So you have to be honest about what is your goal. And like you were saying, Lauren, what are your goals and what are you really working toward together? And is this really a match that is harmonious? We got a call on the line. I'm going to go to area code 773-737. Introduce yourself to our listening audience and give us your thoughts this morning.
Well, hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers and Solutionaries. This is Mama D, Wisdom with Mama D.
Mama D.
Every fourth Saturday.
Hey, Mama D.
Mama D. Glad to hear
you. You know, I think this conversation is always relevant because we really violate the sanctity of marriage when we go into these sugar daddies and sugar mamas and for the moment baby relationships. You know, there was a time when I'll be loving you forever, not for just a moment. Mm-hmm. Not remember that, anybody? Not for just a moment, but always. And then it trickled on down to for the moment, baby, for the sure moment. And this momentary marriage and momentary relationships just will not last because they have no substance to them. And when you see the waywardness of our children, you see what happens when there's no marriage, but there's been some baby making, and the mama is out 24/24 doing her career thing, and the daddy is absent, and the child is left there to fend for himself. And when the children can't feel the warmth from the village, I mean, they burn it down to feel the warmth.
Mm.
And this is what's happening. Look at our children. Look at what they're doing. They have no one has taught them how to love. I was in traffic court, and I've said this before, that a judge said all the problems of the world exist because someone was not taught how to love. Maybe they were taught, but they did not learn the lesson, because you wouldn't be out here hijacking people. And I mean, now the new thing, popping them in the back with a stun gun before you take their cars. If you don't teach your child how to love and especially respect the one with the woolly hair and brass-colored feet to match his brass-colored face, the hero in that Black History Bible book, then you are raising violence into the world. And women are doing this with their disrespect for life. They bring forth life, and they don't have any respect. So where does the respect for life come from? It's not coming from anywhere. And that is our problem. Women cannot do all the things that men can do and have babies too.
So there has to be, in my observation, there has to be a setting of goals for your life. As Lauren talks about, you know, you start in the beginning, just like you start at the beginning of the week with goals for the week. You have to start out early in life, in your childhood, with a goal of who you're going to become, who you intend to evolve into, and that has to be what shapes your path and even guides some of your decisions. And because we don't tend to have people that help us in that process, we go through a lot of trial and error and even sometimes get involved with people who themselves don't know where they're going. So you can't go on a journey together if neither of you know where you're going. It's like if you ever been in a car with somebody and nobody has a map, you know, and you keep taking wrong turns, and you don't know, neither of you know where you're going, you know, it could be a great ride, but at the destination, where are you, you know?
You have to be bold. You have to be bold. You just, communication. Communication is so big in relationships.
Yeah, talk about these things.
Being that I lost my mom at an early age, I lost my mom at 9. Love is something that I've been seeking for a long time, and I have to really come into the space where he's going to give me people. I don't have to go looking for them and seeking. He gives me everyone that I need because he knew what was going to happen to me before it happened, and he prepared me for this when I wasn't prepared for myself. So definitely communication and letting people know. Yes, letting people know about your, letting your partner know about your idea, even if you feel like it's dumb, it's a way. Like if it's on you and you guys communicate, you're gonna figure it out. Like you're there. That's what you're there for. You're that extra push. You're that comfort. You're that. That's like your lifetime, forever friend. Like I said, it's trying forever.
Right.
Because when people have people that they don't, that they wouldn't mind trying forever with, it takes a toll on what you're really saying. Because you can say you want to be with somebody. Yeah, I want to be with them. I want to be with them. I want to be with this person. Or I want to be with this person. But trying forever, that sounds a lot different, right? You want to try forever with them. And I'm bold and I'm strong with that. And I can say that to a guy and they'll be turned off.
Because it's fear.
But when you say it to, when a female say they want to marry you, you turned off too. Right? You confused, right? You can think about that. But just forever, because It's time, you're getting a new chance at life with marriage. Like, this is
life,
the best thing.
Right.
And life partner.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm so glad that you
did. Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Well, hold that thought, Mama D. We're going to take a break. Hold that thought, Mama D. We're going to take a quick break and come right back and deal with that, because sometimes in this society, and I'm seeing that a lot, and I don't know if it's because people have seen hurtful things in their parents' marriages, but there's a fear when someone says marriage and forever. There's a fear of what? What are they fearing? Are they fearing being chained to someone and they can't leave, or what is it? And Brother Kareem, maybe you can help us with this. What is the fear that is happening, and how do we undo that fear of working towards someone, working with someone toward your life goals as a life partner? We'll be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. And press 1 so we know you have something to say. If you're on our switchboard now, Brother Green, let us know if you've got somebody on your switchboard. And those who are on the Female Solution switchboard, press 1 now. I believe our guest has to leave us at 8:30, so we want to make sure you get a chance to speak to her before she has to go. And we'll be right back after this next break, so stay with us.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answer yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth. Solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement.
Okay,
On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, our co-host Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family.
Unmuted.
And we're talking to our guest, Lauren Humphrey, host of Humphology. And you can hear her. Tell us about your show, Lauren, and where people can tune in, how they can tune in and hear you every week. Oh, you're on mute. Check your mute.
No problem. Hey, world. I'm Lauren Michelle, Brandon and Lady Low, and I have a midweek show entitled Humphology, which is basically my science of getting through hump day. The name came from my last name. And here is a platform where we talk about the boss behind the brand. We talk about some entertainment going on where you can come and show it off. And we also give my hump day life tips. A lot of people want to know what hump is, and it's the science of getting through hump day, which is the most influential day of the week to myself. So basically, I just don't want you to give up. It's one of those pushers. It's a weak pusher. So make sure you guys tune in. Black Wall Street is my YouTube channel where I'm located. I have several shows on there, to be exact. Student Showcase, IMS Friends, Fake Friends Show. I'm the host there, and then I'm also a co-host on a panel, Black Wall Street, hosted by Boss Lady Plus 2, great things on there. We have great guests. We do great conversations, great topics. It's a great movement, and it's Black Wall Street revamped, so make sure you like, subscribe, and share the Black Wall Street channel on YouTube, because it's a network, and that's where you'll find Lady Love.
Okay, so we go to YouTube, and then go to Black Wall Street. Is that all one word?
Black Wall Street, be exact. You're all right. Thank you so much, Naima. I just want to tell you thank you. Your divine timing, alignment. I met you at a great time in life, and I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, absolutely. All things happen in divine order. So
You are truly a motivator.
Well, I'm grateful to have met you. Your youthful energy is so uplifting, and that's what the world needs to grow, that wonderful drive. Yes. Well, you know, I look at a lot of what has changed in terms of young women feeling empowered to go ahead and start their lives when it's time. I would say maybe the generation before me were kind of geared to think that you organized your life so that somewhere in your early 20s you were supposed to get married and start a family. And if you didn't, then somehow you had missed your time. I mean, even certain phrases like old maid, oh, she's an old maid. She's 30 and not married, 40 and not married. Oh, she's an old maid, you know, 50 and not married. Well, I have a cousin who got married, and so I think she was 50 when she got married, and she's happy, you know. But that was the right time for her. But there was a time when we would really be into trying to hook somebody into marriage at a certain time in our lives, and I guess it was maybe according to a biological clock, okay, I should be having babies by, you know, 22, 23 years old or something like that. Whatever the thought was, we did this, and this was part of the culture, and so much of it made women feel that if they weren't married at a certain time, no matter what else they had achieved, master's degree, you know, successful business, but you don't have a husband, you know, you are a failure, you know, and this is so, there's a lot of it, it's still, in a lot of cultures around the world, it's still kind of an idea that's being pushed, but I think it is emotionally unhealthy because it causes us to seek people for the wrong reasons and often seek the wrong people instead of us focusing on developing who we're becoming and letting that life partner evolve naturally because of common interests. We get focused on finding somebody because society said this is the time when that can happen. So what are your thoughts about that? How do we change the thinking and even, and Kareem, I'm going to ask you about even how men are kind of socialized.
I thought she was going to get back to me after the break.
Yeah. So Maya, tell us a bit about, because I know you have that generation where that was the thing. And then we'll hear from maybe what it's been taught now.
Right. Well, there's a program on WVON that's been coming on every night, and they are dealing with today's woman, and they're finding out that once you marriage was your most important relationship because it has to do with family life. And even though they didn't go into freezing eggs and all that kind of stuff, it was just, I guess, known that you get married and you start your family early. And then if you wanted to go into a career later on, because children needed more than just some food and clothes, they needed to be trained and they needed to be raised and they needed that mother's hand to be their first teacher and teach them certain things in that first 4 years of life and not put them in the hands of institutions. But anyway, this program that's been coming on WVON every night, it talks about the young women that have chosen career. And they're saying, hey, I was married to my career. And now that I'm 40 plus years old, I want companionship. It doesn't fulfill me to have all these trophies that I can look around and say, I have really made it. And they are just pouring their hearts out that's not getting it. Because at the end of the day, all this success that they have means nothing without somebody to share it with. It's a very interesting program because, and then after 45 years of age, you're in that grandmother category. And a lot of men that are in that category, they want children. They want to be a father. And here it is. Yes, you can still have children if you still got a menstrual cycle, but then these children are high risk for Down syndrome. They're high risk for autism and other kind of things because your eggs that you've had since you were 11 or 12 years old are very like the other parts of your body. A lot of it is going south through the natural aging process. So this is what these young women of today are saying. And we, because we just knew that marriage, whatever profession you went into, the profession of motherhood was your most important. And so she's finding that to be true, but what you have to realize is you court a woman, but you marry a family. This is the foundation that holds that humanity together. And look at what the world is looking like because we don't have family.
Well, you know, Mama, this is one of the things that I think, this is one of the things I think that as we talk about, you have to talk about it with the person that you're with, because so much of what our expectation is that one person's goal, the male's goal should be to achieve whatever it is he's going to achieve, and our goal should be to have children, which in fact now we're seeing things differently. We're seeing in terms of co-parenting. We're both raising the children, and we're both developing ourselves and the people who are giving some type of service to society. So the shape of the family is changing in the sense that there's not just one person who does all the parenting and the other person works outside the home. I think that's the evolution
that
we're seeing.
But that co-parenting usually means you got
but
your
it, it has to be taught.
I got my household.
It
and that's
be
not
taught.
Best for the child. That's best for you. But that's not best for the child. What is the best for the child? One household. But what's happening now is a lot of mothers are opting to be mothers but not opting to be married. And their child is missing out because they are biologically made with father and mother chromosomes. So what we do this
well,
is good
on.
For us.
We got another call on the line. Hold that thought, Mama. We got another call on the line, and I know our guests have to leave in the next few minutes. I want to make sure they get whatever question they have. Area code 708-674. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts. Okay, we're going to come back to you. Okay, so Lauren, I mean, Mama D makes a point that a lot of people in a certain generation feel, but I know that our family structure is evolving. And rather than women expected to not focus on careers until they've raised their children, now women are deciding, look, I want to be a radio announcer. I want to be a truck driver. I want to be whatever it is I want to be. I want to be a school teacher. I want to be a chemist. Whatever they want to be, they're choosing to do that. And the idea is somewhere along the way, I may find that life partner, but I'm not going to wait to find the life partner before I start my life.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, the way that relationship works best is that if both people are taught parenting skills so that they can both be parents in the house. I mean, if a mother's going to have a job outside the home, the father needs to also know how to change a diaper or to wash dishes or, you know, how to cook a meal. Both parents have to know homemaking and parenting skills as opposed to just the female knowing this and the male only knowing how to do his, you know, outside work. And the relationship that I've seen work are when both parents have been taught those skills. But if the men are not taught that this is part of your relationship, once you have children, you also are going to assist because she's also going to be working. Unless that's taught, then those relationships often clash. So what has been your observation and experience with males of your generation being prepared for that kind of a life partnership where they have both parenting skills as well as working their careers outside the home?
I have a strong opinion. Being a single parent, it definitely comes from what they have learned at home. I would go with my oldest. Her father wasn't ready to be a parent when I was ready to be a parent. Mm-hmm. And here we are today, 5 children in, and I think he just received the parenting memo as the 5th child. Mm-hmm. And I don't judge him for that. It's just he wasn't ready. So it's definitely what's instilled at home. My 9-year-old son, his father isn't with him on a daily basis at all. He's incarcerated half of my son's life thus far. So my son knows how to change my 2-year-old's temper. My son knows how to
keep an eye on his sister. So it's definitely what I'm instilling in him because, yeah, son, you can be
a dad.
So these are simple things that he has learned. And I'm not teaching him to be a parent, but I'm teaching him survival tips because anything can happen. I don't like the, what did you say, to double back on what you had just said. What did you say? And I was going to say something about it. What's a man's role and a female's role? I'm big on the roles, the quote-unquote roles that are assigned in life because I don't expect my 9-year-old to wash dishes and I don't expect my 15-year-old to take out the garbage because I have a son and because I have a daughter. However, she's not excluded from washing the dishes and she's not excluded from taking out the garbage because as females and males, there are things that we have to do for survival mode. These are not just teaching them to be parents or to be adults. These are teaching them survival tips. Now, garbage, you'll be surprised how many children don't take out their garbage. They don't even know that having that garbage in your room is a luxury. They miss it because it's things that aren't instilled in you as a child from what to look at, what the next mother is looking at as opposed to them worried about what they taught their child. They rather value what you think about them as opposed to valuing what they're pouring into their children, and that's terrible these days. So I don't ever put things that are just for women and just for men in the category, and definitely I wouldn't wait because I can't wait for my life partner to begin my career. I can't do that. And yeah, you can notice I won't do it. Not that I can't, I won't. There's no room for it. And to even notice that. I lost my train of thought.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the philosophy of, you know, a woman can start her career, but then as soon as she gets married, okay, then her life stops, and then his continues, but hers stops. And if she continues it, then she's being selfish. I think that's been the mindset, and I would like to see us evolve out of that mindset, but we can only do that if both people are prepared with, as you say, those survival skills, those child rearing and protection skills, those child shaping skills, those household management skills. If both adults are given those skills.
And they're not these days. The parents are getting younger.
Yes.
My teachers are now my daughter's teachers. So we're at that mark. So the teachers are younger. The teachers are in competition with the children. Yeah. The children are very advanced. The music does the most.
Yeah. Most of the things they probably are not ready to know at the age.
So you definitely have to see. It's about communication and love. Love, communication, and time are what will help you be a great. What's the word?
Role model.
You're your kid's role model regardless. And if you lose that title, that's you and personal.
Right.
Because I believe that. And my goal every day is to make sure that I'm never not motivating my children or I'm never not who they look up to. Yeah, my children see me go through a lot. And they watch me make something out of nothing. And they see me not give up. So I definitely build. And they think it's only for me. And they don't even know, like, it's them.
Yeah,
they're the motivation. They're the chargers here.
Right, right. Well, I know you have to get ready to exit and take them home.
Take them to school.
one last word before you go. What word of advice would you give to someone who's in the position that you're in, perhaps, you know, parenting, you know, working your career, and, you know, wanting to connect with that person who would be that life partner? What should they look for if they're expecting somebody that's going to be harmonious with the rest of their life path?
you definitely should look for you and you, for one. Always look for you and you, because without yourself, you won't be anything for anyone else. Your life partner, your children, your job, you won't be fruitful. Keep God first with everything, and always know that it's bigger than you. It's never about you. It's always about the next person. It's never about you. And it might sound like it's contradicting, but no. When you're putting yourself first, you're taking care of you. And when you're doing for others, you're taking care of what he created you here to do. So just make sure you keep those things in mind, and I promise you, the light will start to shine. Because it might seem dark for a little while, but the light comes on and shines.
The light comes on and shines.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
I thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
I miss you so many more hearts and ears to touch. So what you do, you are so beautiful. This is an awesome experience.
and our Monday morning host Zelda says, "Grand Rising, beautiful queen, for stars."
Yes, Grand Rising. I thank you so much.
Yes.
Are people able to go back and watch this on the Facebook page?
Yes, they are. They can go back and listen on our Blog Talk channel. They can go back and watch it on our Facebook page. It's all in the archives. And Gloria Miller says,
"Love yourself
in the back of the bus, where the driver can't see."
Can't see. Period. Because Rosa did.
On the front
of the bus, outside the bus,
waiting
on the bus.
Love yourself. All
the time.
That
is
I
went
to my social media, my contact.
Lauren Humphrey, may I just give you a... Yes, this is Kareem Hamid. We are grateful for your time and your valuable sharing. In a nutshell, do not be afraid of struggle. Do not be afraid of struggle. You will get over the hump. I'll stop right there. You are so wonderful. Thank you. My sister.
And give us your social media information again so we can put it on screen.
Yes. I'm definitely located on Google. Chicago Lady Low is the keyword for that. However, Facebook, I am Lauren Michelle. And Instagram, I am Lady Low from the Go _ after every word. That's
okay.
Lady with an I, never a Y.
Okay.
And then like, subscribe, and share Black Wall Street channel, guys, because we are on the rise. And that's where you can find me, Lady Low.
Okay, and that's Lady Low on Facebook as well?
Yes, Lauren Michelle.
Oh, Lauren Michelle, okay.
Correct. LaurenMichelle. You guys should see Lady Low in quotations.
Okay, and then on the other one, YouTube,
Instagram, it's Lady Low from the Go, but it's _ after every word, and that's Lady with the I, never a Y.
Lady Low on the _ the.
So that's LaDI_LO_ FROM_THE_GO.
Is that it?
From, not on. And Lady with an I.
Because they got it right. Google, they can Google Chicago Lady Low, and Facebook they can look at Lauren Michelle, and Instagram Lady _low_on_the_go. Is that it?
Well, it's no on.
Oh.
It's from.
Oh, from.
And then it's Lady, LADI, no Y. Google. But if you on Google, once you type in Lady Chicago Lady Low from the Go, it'll take you to everything, like anything listed with me. Even if someone doesn't want people to see.
All right. From the Go. All right.
That is me.
All right. I've got it right now.
Let me see your phone.
All right. Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
All right. We got it. So, yes, if you...
Bring your phone. Hurry up.
Get this Lady Low. Go to Google and Google Chicago Lady Low. That's with an I, Lady. And then Facebook, Lauren Michelle.
LoreMichelle, and Instagram, Lady_Low_From_The_Gold, Lady Low From The Gold. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to take our last break and come right back and take a look at what we learned today and what we should possibly be teaching this next generation so that we can get over the hump. All right. Thanks so much. Look forward to having you back real soon. And enjoy
the next. Thank you for the invitation. It's all you beautiful women here in Duke, sir. Have a great day, and I appreciate that this is everything y'all just want to offer.
All right. It's been fun. Well, get those children to school in.
Yes, we are out of here now.
See you soon, and we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us. All righty.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm your host, Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family listening in. And we have enjoyed our guest today, Lauren Michelle. Humphrey, host of Humpology, giving us some insight about love, forgiveness, and time. The time we spend with others, and what are we expecting during that time? Well, during the time that we're raising our children, they're watching us.
Unmuted.
They're learning from us, and they're imitating us, that we want them to learn. This is an opportunity for us to create the world as we would like it to be. And we're moving toward more equal understanding, responsibility, respect, and compassion. So what does that look like? And how do we raise children to prepare them for the relationships that will be kind, loving, and nurturing for the next generation of children so that they can create a world where people will live together in peace? We say that all the time here. But what does that look like in terms of what we're teaching our children to look for and to become themselves? So we've got a few callers on the line I'm going to go to, and then we'll take a look at what should we be showing our sons and daughters in the household that they're growing up in so that they understand the process of finding that life partner, building a life with someone, and enhancing their own spiritual growth in that process. Let's go to area code 708-674. Okay, let's go to area code 314-833. Grand Rising, introduce yourself to our listening audience and give us your words of wisdom today.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, Mark Shahi from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, which means the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost. I've been tuned in from the very beginning. Excellent guest that you had on, Sister Humphrey, and been enjoying the excellent commentary that's been coming forth on the female solution in listening in. You know, one of the things that came to my mind was the three L's. And I learned this quite a few years ago, the three L's: love, learn, and live. And it was that if man would love to learn how to live, then he would be able to live to learn how to love. And very, very important, because we need to have the guidance of God in our life. And we also should recognize that out of the creation, that the Creator created a social nature in the human being, a social nature. I really love what Mama D came on with, and, you know, she was listening to this program. But sometimes we unconsciously forget about the social nature and the social life that the Creator wants us to have. And he has his own time clock. We talk about a time clock. But the Creator has a time clock for his creation. And so when we live our life and we make decisions, we have to strive to be in accordance with the Creator's time clock. You see? You see, even when children come into pubescence and puberty, for some of us, we think, oh, this is too early. This is too early. And then there's a time whereas that time clock is shut off in terms of actually producing and having family. So that's why I say I really love what Mama D, and I hope that those comments that she made didn't go over our head, because the Creator has a time clock for his creation, including his human creation. This is very, very important. And then the prioritization that we place in our life so we can have the whole life, the full life, the rewarding life, that's in accordance with God's will and his plan is for his human creation. I just want to say that first and foremost, and hopefully this initiate thought in our mind, in our decision making, to try to understand what God's will and plan is and the free will that we have to choose, that we want to be in accordance with that will and plan. Also, I'd like to invite those who listen in, Female Solution, and also AM 360 Radio, to please tune into the sister station, IWDM Radio. Naima and Kareem, you know, I'm still on that journey in terms of the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab that will air tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, with Dr. Patricia Salaudin. But Najwa Abdul-Tawab will be on the first Wednesday. And we are on the 20th of the 21 Indispensable Qualities of a Leader, which is teachability, very, very important quality to grow up in our children, to always remain teachable, and all we'll be putting a wrap on that, inshallah, God willing, tonight. And then the MGM Roundtable special guest, William Kareem, and those who have been in the community for a long time, he was one of the first of a singing group under the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad, the Propagators, will be my special guest tonight. And tomorrow night, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Quran Shakir out of the Jewel of the South, the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, will be on. And I will be traveling, so I won't be on tomorrow. But Quran Shakir will be there, and the special guest facilitator will be Imam Nazim Pasha. And they will begin on talking about intimacy out of the outstanding publication by Akila Nafisa Rashid and her publication, Muslim Marriage Makeover, Modeling Muhammad the Prophet in Making Waves in Your Marriage with the Ripple Effect. And you know, Naima, you know, this is a unique publication, and that she uses the word ripple, which consists of six letters, and each one of those letters are principles. And so they'll be completing tonight the one on respect, and the I stands for intimacy, which will begin tonight, tomorrow night, I should say. And then the first P is partnership. The next P is peace. And the L, of course, is what you've been talking about today, is love. And the E is equality. And the uniqueness of this publication, that under each one of those principles, there are chapters. And she uses the Quran as a foundation, and the life example of the Prophet as a foundation. So this is very important. So we do ask that they call in, 714-816-4673. Once again, 714-816-4673. We'd love for you to join us. And those learning labs are very informational, education, as you're well aware. You were part of them for the very inception. So we ask you do tune in and listen in and bring your pen and pad, because you're going to get some gold nuggets out of those.
Thank you so much, we appreciate that so much. And I definitely love what RIPPLE stands for. Now, those are the principles that we are saying are necessary for a successful life partnership. The question is, how do we teach those principles and demonstrate them so that people know what it looks like to be respected. You know, they know what it looks like to to be loved. You know, they know what equality looks like. I mean, these are some principles that you have to see it in order to be it. And that's one of the things that we have to be able to learn from. If it wasn't demonstrated in our household, we have to find some place where we can see what it looks like, because that's the challenge that we have, creating those principles in our relationships. So thank you so much for what you did.
Yeah, and thank you so much, you and Kareem, for the Female Solution. Production has been going on for years, and some very thought-provoking topics that have been produced on there, a lot of great information and education over the years. I'm very appreciative of any production that's helping to progress us as human beings and in our relationships. So thank you so much. Appreciate that. And we do ask that you do tune in to IWDM tonight for the parenting and the Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. As you know, Naima, that's where it all begins, that first social institution, which is the family life. So thank you once again. May Allah continue to bless all of us richly. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam.
That he's speaking time. For those who are on other time zone, that's Central Time. So adjust your time to whatever time it is.
Yeah, it'll be 7 p.m. Eastern. It'll be 6 p.m. Central. So if you're in the Central Standard Time Zone, it'll be 6 p.m. tonight. And those out on the West Coast, it'll be 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time.
Right.
So that way, some people don't translate those time zones too well. So just let you know. Thank you so much.
Well, Pacific, 6 Central and 7 Eastern. And if you're mountain time, it'll be 5 p.m.
It'd be 5 p.m. If you're in the mountain time zone. That's correct.
So thank you so much, Brother Mark. Well, you know, when we look at it, everybody is striving to teach us better communication so we can really talk about the things that affect our life choices. And our sister Zelda says, we're keeping it real. Thank you so much. And we're here as we sit doing that higher learning hip roll. Yes, we are. But, you know, we're going to be continuing the men-only discussions every fourth Wednesday of the month, hosted by Kareem Hamid here on the Female Solution. And we, the women, we're going to silently listen as they address various topics that affect their perceptions, their experiences. And then in the half hour afterwards, we'll have an after show, just like we have every Monday. We'll have an after show with the ladies to examine what we heard. We're not going to interfere with their conversation. We're going to be absent as far as they're concerned, so they can have that private conversation with each other and really be truthful. And those are some of the most popular shows, and definitely I'm sure were very effective for men who don't have a forum where they can talk to other men honestly, because men are always encouraged to not show emotion, to not talk about feelings. Many men have told me that when they go through a breakup, it's so devastating. Sometimes they just don't recover emotionally ever, and they can just lose everything, lose the drive to strive, the will to live, everything. You know, health goes down, and, you know, they have homeless. I mean, just devastated. So we want our life partnerships to be mutually helpful to both parties, because we're here on earth to evolve spiritually into the loving beings we were designed to be. And a partner in that process is one that is agreeing to assist us, be supportive of our growth, and work with us and stay with us as we work toward removing whatever faults and shortcomings we have. So are we teaching that this is the purpose of our union? Or are we teaching find somebody who can pay for everything you want, or find somebody who's just a great sex partner, or, you know, find somebody who's cute. You know, I mean, are we really helping our children understand you're looking for a soulmate, somebody who's going to be supportive of your soul's growth? So what are your thoughts on that, Brother Kareem? Is there a way to teach that to females as they are growing up, so that when they get to the point in their development where they're ready to find a partnership that is harmonious, they know the right purpose? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. Let me define the idea of success in the female and male relationship. Success is when those two souls, those two individuals, can produce another soul and nurture that soul toward being a God-conscious, mannerable entity. A God-conscious that have excellent manners and moral character. That is the goal. That is success. There is an innate desire Almighty God has placed within us as human beings. And one of the strongest emotions is love. There is an innate desire within us, not just to be loved. We all can identify with that. But there is a desire that's innate within us to love someone. And that is not achieved from an external process. I can't look at a glass and say, I'm going to love that glass. No. Love is something that happens. It happens. Allah says he placed love and mercy between you. So it is something that we can't orchestrate. It just happens. And when you love something, you give the best of yourself to that. And you care about the well-being of another person. Those are the central ingredients for having a successful human existence on this earth. I'll stop right there, my sister, and we as seniors are getting married and getting divorced.
Yeah.
That means that we have not learned, that we have been under the construct of an artificial way of thinking. That is why they are introducing the idea artificial intelligence. So we are working to deconstruct that artificial way of thinking and present the original thought process that God had designed for us. Thank you, Naima. Wonderful guest, wonderful commentary, and I always look forward with accompanying you on the Female Solution. Alhamdulillah. We thank Almighty God for you and us.
Well, we thank you so much for always giving your wisdom and insight. And we thank all of you who listen in and join in this conversation and add your thoughts. Thank you to our guest, Lauren Humphrey. Listen to her on Humpology as she, of course, gives some tips on surviving and getting over the hump. I'm Naima Latif, and join us tomorrow as we come back again with Dr. Debbie and Soul Solutions.
Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.